Hey everyone, welcome to Builder's Briefing for May 9th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam, and we've got a packed one today. The agent tooling layer is finally getting some structure, security is genuinely on fire this week, and Cloudflare just cut about 1,100 jobs.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where half the news makes you excited to build and the other half makes you want to unplug your servers. Let's get into it.
So, the big story. Three separate projects all led this week attacking the same problem. AI coding agents are powerful, but absolutely chaotic, without guardrails. Cloak Browser introduces what they call AI-driven lifecycle steering rules. OpenSpec from Fission AI takes a spec-driven approach. You give your agent a structured spec instead of free-form prompts. And then there's this essay that went viral. Agents need control flow, not more prompts.
That essay title is basically the thesis I've been living for the last 6 months. We've all been there. You wire up Claude or GPT to do multi-step tasks, and you end up with these incredibly fragile prompt chains held together with, like, hope and retry loops.
Exactly. And the practical takeaway here is pretty clear. Stop investing in prompt engineering to mastics and start defining explicit control flow. There's also this project called Codagraph that complements both. It pre-indexes your codebase into a knowledge graph, so Claude code burns fewer tokens just navigating your repo.
That's interesting because it maps to what we see in traditional software engineering, right? You don't just hand a junior developer a vague description and say, go build it. You give them a spec, you give them architecture, you give them context about the codebase. We're finally doing that for agents.
Right. And the signal for the next 6 months is that this agent framework layer is consolidating fast. The winners will be teams treating agent orchestration like a first-class engineering discipline, specs, state machines, indexed context, not just prompt chains.
Love it. What else is happening in the AI world?
Anthropic published research on what they're calling natural language autoencoders for Claude interpretability. Basically, they can compress Claude's internal reasoning into human-readable text and reconstruct it. If you're building eval pipelines or debugging agent behavior, this gives you a real lens into why your model is doing what it's doing.
Oh, that's huge for anyone who's ever stared at an agent trace wondering why it went off the rails. Being able to peek inside the reasoning chain in a human-readable way, I expect tooling to build on top of this pretty quickly.
Also worth flagging, the highest engagement post this week, 1,600 interactions, wasn't a tool at all. It was a warning that AI slop is killing online communities. If you're building anything with user-generated content, automated content detection and curation are now table stakes.
Yeah, that one hit hard. It's the other side of a coin, right? We're making agents better and more prolific. But that means the flood of low-quality generated content is becoming a real infrastructure problem for communities.
Shifting to dev tools. Vercel Labs shipped JSON Render, a generative UI framework. You define UI as JSON and render it dynamically, purpose-built for LLM-generated interfaces. If you're building AI chat products that need to return rich UI and not just text, this is the missing piece.
Oh, I've been waiting for something like this. Every time I build a chat interface and the model needs to show a table or a form, it's been such a hack. Having a standard way to go from model output to rendered components.
And quick mention, Mojo 1.0 hit beta. If you've been waiting for a stable API before porting your HotPath Python code to something faster, this is your green light to start benchmarking.
Mojo's been on my watch list forever. A Python superset that actually delivers on performance for ML workloads. I'll believe it when I see my benchmarks, but beta is definitely the signal to start testing.
Okay, now buckle up, because the security section this week is intense. First, DirtyFrag. It's a new universal Linux local privilege escalation that just dropped. If you're running Linux in production, and let's be honest, you are, check your kernel version and patch immediately. This is the kind of vulnerability that gets weaponized within days.
And that's not even the only fire. What else?
Canvas LMS, the major edtech platform, is down after a shiny hunter's breach threatening to dump school data. There's a widely shared post from EC IASO arguing you should literally pause installing new software right now given the threat landscape. And there's deep analysis showing the XC backdoor, that's CVE-2024-3094, exploited GNU iFunk's dynamic dispatch mechanism. It's a systemic weakness, not a one-off.
Okay, so Dirty Frag, supply chain concerns, the iFunk analysis. And there's also a Podman rootless container escape write-up. If you chose Podman over Docker specifically for the security posture, you need to verify your setup against this. That's a lot of surface area burning at once.
It really is. The practical advice: lock down your Linux hosts, audit your dependencies, and seriously consider freezing non-essential package installs until things settle down.
Paranoid is the new prudent this week.
Oh, and I have to mention, Cloudflare cut 20% of their workforce, about 1,100 jobs. If Cloudflare is in your stack, the product isn't going away, but expect slower feature velocity and potentially degraded support. Might be time to evaluate how critical those dependencies are.
That's a big one. Cloudflare's in everyone's stack. 1,100 people is not a trim. That's a restructure.
Quick hits before we wrap. There's a great webpage showing everything your browser leaks without asking. Link in the briefing. Meshtastic is getting attention for off-grid mesh networking. Someone's serving a website on a Raspberry Pi Zero, running entirely in RAM, which is just delightful. And apparently the US government released its first batch of UAP documents and videos.
Wait, we're just going to breeze past the UFO documents? Fine. Link in the briefing, people. Also, that Raspberry Pi Zero project is exactly the kind of weekend hack I love.
So here's the takeaway for the week. The agent tooling layer is splitting into three clear concerns: orchestration, specification, and context. If you're building with AI agents, stop treating them as souped-up autocomplete and start treating them as systems that need real architecture.
And on the security side, just take it seriously this week. Patch your kernels, freeze your dependencies, double-check your container configs. The surface area is genuinely elevated.
That's your builder's briefing for May 9th. We'll be back next week to see if the agent framework wars have a winner yet, and whether anyone's actually patched their Linux boxes. Until then, ship smart, stay secure.
And maybe don't install anything new for a few days. See you next time.